Hey everyone, welcome back to Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. It's another edition of the Pick 6. Hope you like wide receivers, because we're going to talk about that position a bunch right here. Let's get to work. The first question comes from Anderson. If Josh Doctson and Darren Lee are available, who would the Vikings be more likely to pick? That's too hard to say, and we're not going to make the decision for Rick Spielman right here and right now. But Josh Doctson is an athletic, fast, rangy wide receiver who can take the top off of the defense. That's something the Vikings offense could certainly use. On the other side, you have Darren Lee, who's also an athletic player, an athletic prospect. He's a linebacker from Ohio State University. I'm sure Mike Zimmer and George Edwards could find creative ways to use him. Now, you see wide receiver as the more likely position to be taken by the Vikings in a lot of mock drafts, so maybe it would make some sense to go with Doctson over Lee, but a player of Lee's quality could be an impact player if given to someone like Mike Zimmer, so that would be interesting to see as well. The next question comes from Delton. Who besides a wide receiver would you have us draft in the first round? Well, this is an interesting question because it seems like everyone has wide receiver mocked to the Vikings, and the Vikings could do that at number 23, but the depth of this class is such that the Vikings can find a good one in the second, third, or later rounds. We did find Stephon Diggs in the fifth round last year, after all. So if it's not a wide receiver, the Vikings can go a number of different ways. We talked about Darren Lee in the first question. Give Mike Zimmer a defensive stud. There are plenty of other studs on the defensive side of the ball to go to as well. But how about offensive line? I know the Vikings added Alex Boone and Andre Smith. They have Matt Khalil coming back. Hopefully John Sullivan can be healthy, and there's going to be good competition at right guard. But you couldn't blame the Vikings for adding a talented player at number 23 to the offensive line, given some of the depth issues they've had in the last 2 years. And this year's draft class has some good offensive linemen as well. Our next question comes from Twitter, and it comes from Nick. He asks, Michael Thomas, Josh Doctson, or Laquon Treadwell? It's a tough one. I think with Josh Doctson, you have, as we said, an athletic guy who can take the top off of the defense. With Michael Thomas, who's from Ohio State, you have a big receiver. He's got some size. He can make tough, contested catches in the middle of the field. And I think Laquon Treadwell is a little bit of a mix of both of those guys. You can't go wrong with this choice. Laquon Treadwell may be described as the most NFL-ready receiver, but I think Doctson and Michael Thomas have some traits that a lot of wide receiver coaches would love. Can't go wrong with that choice. None of them would surprise me. Our next question comes from Todd right here in Minneapolis. What does all of this wide receiver talk mean for Stephon Diggs next season? Well, I don't think any of the wide receiver talk is an indictment on Stephon Diggs. The Vikings love what they have in last year's fifth-round pick. He can play inside as a slot receiver. He can play on the outside. You can hand it to him. He can help you on special teams. He can do a lot of things to help the Vikings offense, and I think he's in for a big season in 2015. I wouldn't use all the wide receiver talk this year for the Vikings in the draft as any sort of indictment against Stephon Diggs. He has a bright future. Caleb in Chicago has the next question. Which of the Vikings re-signings did you like the best? Well, I'm going to have a little bit of a spin on this one. I'm not going to give you a player. I'm going to give you a phase of the team that I thought was helped out by the re-signings, and that is special teams. The re-signings of Rhett Ellison, Marcus Sherrills, and Andrew Sendejo means great things for the Vikings special teams. All three of those players play in multiple phases of special teams. That includes Marcus Sherrills, who, aside from being the punt returner, is also a great gunner for the Vikings punt team, and is also a great coverage guy on kickoff return if you need him there. And if you need a backup kickoff return, Sherrills can return kickoffs as well. Rhett Ellison is a multi-phase special teams player, and if Andrew Sendejo does not win the starting safety job in Mike Zimmer's defense, he's a core special teamer who can play in four phases. He led us in special teams tackles a couple of seasons ago. So I love those re-signings for Mike Prefer's side of the football. Our last question comes from Mitch. Who do you think is primed for a breakout year next season? A lot of good candidates for this question, but we're going to point to defensive end Danielle Hunter. He was the youngest player in the NFL last year. He's going to come back to the Vikings for his second season with Mike Zimmer as his head coach, with George Edwards as his coordinator, and with longtime position coach Andre Patterson as his defensive line coach. Love what Danielle Hunter can bring to this defense. I think you could play him on either side, but I expect to get most of his reps on that left side with Brian Robinson, and he can impact the game as a pass rusher, also as a run defender, and Mike Prefer can use him on special teams. So I see big things ahead for Danielle Hunter. We also expect big things on Vikings.com in the next few weeks leading up to the 2016 NFL Draft. It's just 4.5 weeks away, and we're going to have coverage of the draft leading all the way up until Thursday, April 28th. That's the first round. Prospect profiles, film breakdowns, Wobcasts, all of it is going to preview the 2016 NFL Draft. The most recent Wobcast has Ross Tucker on as a guest. He's a former NFL offensive lineman. He now is a host of The Morning Drive on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Also has a couple of podcasts. He breaks down the Vikings offensive line and the 2016 NFL Draft for you, so make sure you check that out. Make sure you also check out next week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll be coming back to you with 6 more of your questions and 6 of our answers. So send your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.